Thank you, Brother Eddie, and we appreciate those song about the church. And I want to thank Brother Perry for the words you expressed from a sincere heart in that great prayer. I do not know how the Lord answers prayer, but that's not my business. It's my business to pray. He'll look after his business, and he's promised. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, whom ye crucified, Lord and Christ. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and cried out to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men, brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said unto them, "Change your hearts, and let every one of you be immersed into the..." Would never have been adopted by the Pope if he'd been a married man. I personally know there's something to that. A model man. All of us would turn our eyes away from everyone. But John 19, verse 5, when you hear the governor say, "Behold the man." No one on the same level with Jesus. So you'd know where to go to find the model man, a pattern for all others to follow. Oh, the need of a model, a standard, a pattern in religion. And this is so illustrated by the third president of the United States, John Quincy Adams. Joint session of the House and Senate, he called. And as he walked into the chamber to present a speech to the Congress of the United States, he had 2 bushel measures, one in each hand. He held up one, said, "This comes from South Carolina, the bushel measure. This one comes from New York City." He said, 68 cubic inches difference in the contents. He put them down. He picked up 2 weights for a measuring machine, a weighing machine. One of them he held up, said, "This comes from the state of Maine. The other comes from Massachusetts. One of them weighs 15 ounces and the other 16. He says we need to have a standard measure for all the United States, one model to go by. And Congress passed a law to that effect. And the French government decided to, as an act of friendliness, to give us standards to go by. They didn't know we never would like the metric system, but that's what they had there, so they sent it over. They sent over a meter. When is the regeneration? From the day of Pentecost, AD 30, till Jesus comes the next time, that span of time. That's the period of the regeneration. In that time, 12 men in charge. Nay, not God the Father directly, not Jesus anymore directly, but these 12 men, the doctrine of the apostles. So the Lord promised them just before He left the earth, I'll be with you till you die, Matthew 28:20. No, far beyond. I'll be with you till the end of the world. They have not absconded. They haven't quit being in authority. They are the ambassadors for Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:20. So they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. So that only an apostle could say, he that knows God listens to us. He that is not of God does not hear us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John 4:6. It's that simple. Nobody but an apostle could say that. So it is not accidental that Luke tells us that these folks had learned to change their authority upon being immersed into the church. They changed from Moses' doctrine, from John's doctrine, to the apostles' doctrine. But later on, Luther's doctrine? No. John Wesley's doctrine? No. Alexander Campbell? No. These people continued in the apostles' doctrine. That's sufficient. That's the way it was in the model church. And we better not get away from it. Well, so you see, there's a lot more I haven't got to touch yet. But the time is up. If there's someone in this audience who is ready, with faith in your heart, really to change your heart, with grit and determination and willpower, make a different life, to come and ask to be immersed. Come tell Brother Eddie your desire as we stand and sing.